Hello?
Hi, is this Dr. Blair?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Dr. Blair. My name is Samantha Hayes. I'm calling you from Penguin Book Writers, the compliance team. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I actually got a refund concern from Jane Foster regarding a project. I wanted to get the basic understanding in regards to what actually went wrong. So go ahead.
No, I am just asking. She had me buy 50 additional copies.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want the 50 additional copies. And I just asked her for a refund for the 50 additional copies.
Okay.
But I don't, that's what I'm looking for a refund on, is the 50 additional copies, because the book is not even near being ready to print. And she led me to believe that, okay, well, if we're going to get a print date in December, well, December's almost over with, and I haven't seen any proof. I haven't seen anything except an initial overview of the, you know, an editorial report.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I saw that 17 days ago. So, I mean, the book is not even ready to be printed, and she had me pay for these 50 additional books at a cost of $500, and I'm looking to have the $500. I don't want the 50 additional copies. I just want the 25 that come with the plan and no more.
Okay, first of all, Dr. Blair, I apologize for the inconvenience. I see that the specifications that you've sent in, I understand that the editorial report was sent to you a while ago, but the headshot and the brief form for the book cover was just submitted like a day ago. Is that correct?
That's correct. But they've had the editing stuff for, when did I... we're talking 2 months ago. I did the editing questionnaire,
mm-hmm.
and I have seen nothing except for this editorial report 2 weeks ago. Well, over 2 weeks ago.
Okay. All right. Now.
I mean, I'm looking for right. Well, I'm looking for is my $500 for those 50 additional copies that I don't need. I don't want printed. I just want what's in the package that I paid for, because the package is already paid for.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm looking for.
Let me ask you this. When you placed the order for the 50 copies, what exactly were you thinking? Because at this point of time, from my understanding and from what you are describing to me, it seems like you do not want the copies. It's just that you do not want it. There is no specific reason as to why you do not want it. So why exactly did you place the order for that? Or were you not...
I don't want them because they're way over, they're priced more than what I can get them for, and I don't need them right away because we're not even close to having printing. I was led to believe that this is going to be, okay, well, to get a print date. Well, I haven't even read proofs of what I'm going to have printed.
Okay.
I will just tell you that the more phone calls and the more nonsense I have to go through leaves me with little trust at all with Penguin Book Writers. Mm-hmm. I write at this point, I would not recommend your company to anybody.
Okay.
All I'm asking for is I don't want 50 copies of a book, and I want my $500 refunded.
I understand that you want that back, and I apologize for the inconvenience once again. The only purpose of this call is to get a better understanding because, you know, we have refund policies. It works in a certain protocol. The terms and conditions needs to be adhered to, and that's the only reason why we have a compliance team. See, every refund request has to have a reason. Of course, if you are dissatisfied, if we fail to deliver something to you, and if you're not happy with the quality of work, then of course you deserve to have the refund. But a lot of times there are customers who come up to us and scam us. They actually receive the work and they ask for the refund either ways, or they proceed with other means. So that's the only reason why this protocol is in place. So
no,
it's not to bother
I don't
you
have any. I don't have anything to know whether I'm satisfied with a product or not because I don't have a product.
Right, right. The only reason
okay.
why you do not want
now,
to pursue
she,
this
I, she
topic.
Misled me. I was misled to spend $500 on 50 additional copies. I was misled that the only place I could get them is to get them now and to order them now if I wanted them. And that's misleading.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if I'll order them later, but I do not want them now, and I want my money refunded. If I don't get my money refunded, I'll get the whole project refunded, and I'll get an attorney. Now,
okay.
You know, I'm not playing games with your company. Jane has yanked me around and wanted money, 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 and I have seen nothing, zero, zip, nothing from your company except take money, take money, take money. So now I'm telling you right now that I had better see a $500 refund or I'm going to start legal action against you.
All right, Russell.
I would rather spend the money on an attorney.
Okay, I understand you're frustrated, and I'm here to help you out. The reason that you're providing for the refund, it goes under the change of mind clause. Now, if we follow the policies under the change of mind clause, according to the policies, you will only be eligible for a 5% of the total amount, which is not fair to you, considering everything, okay? And we don't want to ruin this relationship that you have with us, and we do not want to get you more frustrated. So I will talk to my team in regards to having the $500 refunded to you. But before that, if I give you an estimated time frame of the complete project, do you think you will stick to this order then, or you still want a refund?
I want the refund until I see what I have as a final, you know, it's like you're asking me to pay for repairs on a car before you repair the car.
Okay, let me just say it out to you straight. The only problem that I see in this entire project is that you are willing to continue with the basic package, which also includes 25 copies, right? It already has 25 copies, but you're not willing to go for the 50 copies given the fact that you haven't seen anything substantial and you're not sure when exactly the book will be completed. So in return to that, as a resolution, if I expedite your order and get you a final date for the book completion, which may be within this month, if it falls in this month, would you stick to your previous order? Because that was the original commitment, and that's the reason why you're backing off from the 50 copies.
It can't possibly be. I have not seen anything to be able to work with the editing, to approve editing, to look at line-by-line editing.
Mm-hmm.
That takes longer than 2 weeks. You know, I have a colleague that she's published 2 books, and she's sitting in wonderment, like, wait a minute, you haven't seen anything? No, I haven't seen anything.
Okay,
so there's no possible way. There's no possible way.
I understand what you're saying, Dr. Blair, but that all depends on the editorial report. The changes that the team has recommended and the comments that you've provided on that, I will speak to the team and see if that is deliverable and when exactly can be deliverable. So if I get you a date for, let's say, within this month, that would be actually us adhering to the original contract on which the $500 sale was based on, you know, the 50 additional paperback. So if I am able to deliver that to you, then there is no reason for the refund.
I want my $500 back. I want my $500 back before I call off the whole deal as an unsatisfied customer and have to go other means.
Dr. Blair, I am only trying to reason with you here and trying to make your life easier, okay? And you gave me a reason. You provided me your concerns. And I'm telling you that if that concern is resolved, then I believe there shouldn't be, any further arguments or any other reasons to proceed with the refund.
Here's the other,
so are you saying $500 back?
I want my $500 back, yes. I don't trust your company anymore. I've lost complete trust in this whole process. So,
but
yes, I want my $500 back.
What I'm telling you is that allow me to win that trust back. I'm only asking for some time of this month. If I'm unable to deliver that to you within the month, then you can take the complete amount back. not only the $500. And I'm telling you that on a recorded medium. I think that's a fair deal, and that should actually, call for some benefit of doubt that you can give me, because this is the first time that we're talking, and I am not your project manager. I'm actually the person who handles all this. So I have the authority to process that refund. So I'm not playing around here, Dr. Bear. It's a fair call, and I want to have a long-term relationship with you here. So allow me to deliver something to you, substantial. If I'm unable to do that within this month, then let's call it off. Let's pull the plug off altogether. What do you think? It's a fair call. Hello?
Yeah. Well, see, no, that's the problem. I've made rash decisions on the phone with people that have called from Penguin through the whole process. That's been the problem all along. It's always hurry up, and make a decision for the benefit of Penguin. For the benefit of Penguin, it's mm-hmm. never been for my benefit.
I'm talking about your benefit because you've come.
I will tell you on a recorded call. Mm-hmm. The call is recorded. I'll tell you on a recorded call mm-hmm. that I want my $500 refunded, and if indeed I'm happy with the product, then I'll buy additional copies from Penguin.
So you're not going to change your mind. Even if I give you the word, you're not going to change your mind, right?
No, because I mean, what's that?
I'm saying even if I deliver the word to you at this point of time, you're not going to change your mind, right? I can win you over.
No, because it's been one thing, nothing in my benefit since we started this whole project.
Okay. Okay, how about this? I'm not.
There's been nothing in my benefit at all.
I'm not rushing you to make this call. How about this? Take some time. Let me talk to the team. Let's talk again tomorrow, and I'll come up with a plan to you with exact dates, all right? And I will present that to you, and I will leave the ball in your court. And then you can let me know whether or not you agree with these dates in terms of the delivery and the completion of the project or not. If you don't agree with it, we will proceed with the refund of the $500. And then whenever you feel comfortable, you can pay that back or not, whatever that is. It's up to you. Of course, it's your book, your order, and your services. We're just here to help you out. And if you agree with that, then we continue with it. Okay? Can we do that?
Well, tomorrow... I have meetings from starting at noon tomorrow until 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So.
And what time zone are you in?
Eastern.
Okay. Well, that would work for me because I'm in the Pacific time zone and I can call you after 4. Let me just really quickly check my schedule. Give me a moment, please. 4 o'clock, okay. That'll be 1 o'clock my time. How about 5 Eastern? Tomorrow.
Yeah, that's fine. We're expecting a snowstorm, so I will not be going anywhere.
Okay. All right. All right, then. Let me talk to you tomorrow, and we'll get to the bottom of this. And I promise you, Dr. Blair, I have dealt with a lot of customers. I have spent 8 years in this industry, not just in Penguin, and I know how it is for the customers. And I haven't had one dissatisfied customer. I've had long-term relationships with them for up to 3 to 4 years. So I know how to tackle these kind of situations, and I always deliver on my promises. Let's just not go there because actions, they speak louder than words. So let me come back to you with something substantial, and then we will discuss, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Let's talk tomorrow. Take care.
Okay, you
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye. Bye.